there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. My guest today is just a ray of sunshine. 15-year-old Legacy from St. Louis told me that she's been volunteering with her family since she was born. She started Little Legacies, a Kids for Kids community service organization with a simple threefold mission: kids, service, and fun. Legacy has figured out what I tell parents and nonprofit founders all the time, that if you make volunteering fun and encourage young people to engage in service with their peers, they will want to continue to do this work. I had a smile on my face during this entire conversation. I hope Legacy's work will inspire you to gather a group of friends and find a way to give back in your community. Welcome back, everyone. I am really excited to introduce you to my new friend, Legacy, who is joining me from St. Louis, Missouri. She's going to tell us all about her work with Little Legacies. Hey, Legacy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So tell us more. How old are you? What grade are you in? All that good stuff. And then tell us everything about your nonprofit work, your charitable work. Tell us everything. Start from the very beginning.
I'm Legacy Jackson. I am 15 years old, and I'm a sophomore at Cardinal Ritter College Prep. We have been volunteering since I was born, and that's honestly how Little Legacy started. My mom, it was enrooted in her that volunteering and giving back was very important. So we would tend to get up every Christmas morning, every holiday or festivity that we were doing, we would go feed the homeless. But I would often ask her where the kids were. And at the time when I wanted to start this so-called group, she was earning her doctorate. So I remember at the table while she was eating and everybody was congratulating her, I was like, Mom, can we start the group now? So that is how Little Legacies came about. And we do a different community service project every month. It is ran by kids. We have the simple threefold mission of kids, service, and fun. And we just want to make sure that we are giving back and making it fun, because when you make it fun, that makes kids want to come back and continue to give back. And
absolutely. Amen. So I've written a book for families with young children and then a book for teens. And I always say to teens and to teen parents, you know, if you're saying to yourself, like, how do I get my kid to want to do this? Have them do something that they enjoy doing and doing it with other young people, and they're going to want to come back, right? If you force them, quote unquote, to do things that they're not interested in or not excited about or that aren't fun or fulfilling, they're not going to want to go back. So tell us a little bit more about that. So you do different types of projects? Is it always benefiting children who are experiencing homelessness? Tell us about the kind of logistics of the projects.
It's what we see in the community. So like, for example, I remember the diaper bank sent out a request on social media to, they needed more diapers. And obviously that is a supply that a lot of people use. And if they don't have the correct fundamental, like, they can't go get that. So we wanted to ensure that they had more diapers. So we actually made it fun by doing it at the YMCA, and it was a water park. So in order to get into the water park, you had to bring a box of diapers or a bag of diapers of some sort. So that was kind of your ticket to get in. And so kind of just what we see in the community, we often work with Gateway 180 Shelter. It is a family shelter here in the St. Louis region. And that is why it's very important, because a lot of shelters, they break apart. Families, like, mothers have to go with their daughters and sons have to go with their fathers. But Gateway 180, they give them a housing situation just like we can live in the same house with our families. They should be able to as well. So that's why we work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And do you try and put these projects together once a month, once a quarter? Like, how often do you do it? And then tell us a little bit more about the young people that participate. I love your threefold mission: kids, service, and fun. That's like fantastic. But, and I think kids to kids, you know, young people helping other young people, again, is super motivating. But how do you find your volunteers? How do you recruit them? How do you get them to keep coming back?
A lot of our volunteers are just whoever wants to come. It's not like a strict, you can come this time and you have to continue to come. It's just come if you can and just get back. And it's just a gathering where we just try to have fun while giving back to other people. I know a lot of the four original Little Legacies is my cousin Trenton, and my other two cousins, RJ and Kyle, and me. And that's how we all kind of started it. We were the founders, but I was like the CEO or whatever. I was in charge. And yeah, that's kind of what happens. And we put it out on social media. So anybody, if they see it, they can come and join and help give back, and we can have fun while doing it.
Absolutely. Is it mostly on weekends, so it doesn't interfere with other activities, school? Is it after school?
Well, during the school year, we tend to do it. Well, it just kind of depends. So I know this month we're doing it on Dr. Martin Luther King Day. So we always try to make sure we look at the schedules of like the main kids who are coming, and then we kind of adjust it around there. And then if you can come, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's, you know, that making it, again, making it accessible and making it a time that most people can do, that's super important as well, right? So many volunteer opportunities are during the school day, and you guys have to go to school, right? It's very important. You're not going to skip school to do this service. Tell me a little bit about the different organizations that you work for and the different people that you decide to, you know, do these activities with. Do you just reach out to any, you know, nonprofit organization that you see in the community? Does anybody ever reach out to you and say, hey, can you guys come and do a project with us? I think those types of partnerships, sometimes young people have a great idea, but they don't know how to make connection to the community nonprofit that is going to be the beneficiary. So tell me about how you get in touch with those organizations.
I know one of the big organizations that we just partnered with for the year of 2025 is Nike. And it actually came about, we were doing something on Dr. Martin Luther King Day last year with Gateway 180 Shelter. And I know I am not a person where I can come up to people and I just immediately start talking about myself. And my mom was like, if you're going to want to do this, you have to market yourself and brand yourself, and you have to be able to do that. So I went over there, we had a conversation with them. It's just mainly about those skills and showing them that you're human and that making that connection with them so that they can, one, they can see, oh yeah, she's doing this, she's doing great, and things happen. And it's just, yeah.
So tell me more. Like, what is Nike? Are they sponsoring an event for you or donating, or what are they doing?
They actually wrote us a grant. So we are doing that with them this year. We're taking kids from Gateway 180 Shelter around to different active events. So like the baseball, the Cardinals baseball is really big here. Blues hockey game. We recently took kids to Topgolf in November, and it was kind of fun because they had never been to Topgolf, but a lot of the little legacies had also never been to Topgolf, so we were kind of experiencing it together and working through it and everything. And we're going to do that mainly for 2025 and events of that sort, so active things.
Right. So Nike gave you the resources, the money, so that you could go to Topgolf, which costs money and all that stuff. Again, this idea that your volunteers, your little legacy volunteers, are also having this really fun time with the clients that you're serving. Again, it's so, so important to not be like, oh, here we are, we're saving you, and we're sort of coming in there. It's like everybody's here to have a good time. Right. And so it's this kind of mutual respect and the love and the friendship that you're developing. Do you really see that the connections and the friendships between the kids that you're serving and the volunteers that you're recruiting? Do you ever see that kind of develop a little bit more?
We do, actually. I don't remember what 2 years ago we took a little girl and her mom to go see Beyonce with me and my friends. And I think at least a month after that, they actually moved into their own house, but they didn't have any furniture. So they reached out to me and my mom, and me and my mom put up like things on our Facebook and social media asking people if they had any spare furniture that was not run down, it looked decent, and you would want it in your house. And a lot of people actually reached out and gave them that furniture, and we were able to supply that for them. So I feel like that was one of the big connections that we got out of one of our activities.
Absolutely. That is just so wonderful. And again, everybody's so willing to help if they're just asked. Like, we all have extra clothes or extra, you know, as you pointed out, the diaper drive or furniture that you're replacing or you're getting rid of. And like, it's a mutual, like everybody wins in that situation. And how wonderful that you got to take them to a concert. Like, that was really, really, I mean, what a thrill for them and for you.
Yeah.
Well, like you see, this is just all so wonderful. It's sort of mutual aid, right? Where you put something out into the community and you say, like, let's all get together and help each other out, but you're just taking it to kind of a whole other level and you're engaging young people in it and making it fun everybody. So I'm just so impressed, and you're just such a lovely young person. Do you think you're going to keep doing this as you go through high school and into college? I mean, you could do a Little Legacies wherever you end up. Is that something you hope to do?
So since Little Legacies is supposed to be about kids, I do hope that by the time I am in college, yes, I'll still be the one who started it, but I hope that I will be able to pass it down to different generations, and I will also be able to spread it throughout the 50 states.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this is, listen, there are young people everywhere who want to help and want to have fun and want to do hands-on service. So if you can replicate this model everywhere, I think it would be just fantastic. Well, Legacy, tell us more about where people could learn more, if they're in St. Louis, to participate or maybe start something similar in their own community, your social media, if you have a website, all of that good stuff.
So my social media is The Legacy Jackson, and Little Legacies does have a website. If you look up Little Legacies or if you look up Legacy Jackson, a lot of the stuff that we do, all of the articles and everything will come up, and you can get in contact with me. I know we have a Facebook group. It's called Little Legacies Community Service Organization. That's a Facebook group, and that's where a lot of our projects are posted and things that need to be happened and things that are needed in the community are. So, yeah.
Great. I will put all of that in the show notes. Legacy, thank you so much for sharing this with us. I'm wishing you the best of luck. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.